This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are. No, the players report today. There is no we. One day till they're on the field, but today they show up at camp. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. I am he, and he is I. He's the All-American national champion. He's been to a few of these training camps before. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. He also finished in last place last night in iRacing. She is the queen of tofu, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the founder of Allie's Army, and she's learning the grid to Phil Steele's college football Bible, aren't we all, Miss Allie Mack? And Dylan, the worst wave in radio, the most vanilla man in radio, but I will fight anyone on this radio station that attacks one of your lists the way I saw last night. So he better step up or step out. Dallon Matthews is my boy. What's up, Dylan? Good morning. And good morning to all of you out there. Yeah, I don't take kindly. Only I can pick on Dylan.
I did feel a little mama bear sense when I saw that.
Yeah, sweet. I got mad. Luckily, I was racing. I couldn't deal with it. I had to go right in a race. But I was not. I don't. Nope.
But I mean, then Dylan, cool, calm, and collected, goes, I'm not going to take the rage bait. And I was like, you know what? He's right.
Yeah, but I do take rage bait. I'm not afraid to say it.
There's a few things we know in life, a few certains that Bo is going to take the rage bait.
Look, I have my people, and my people only you can't come at. And if you do, we'll fight. That's just all there is to it. Straight up. Sorry. That's how it is.
Did we hear Turtle's rebuttal? Last night. Did we actually get a chance to hear it?
But he went all caps on Twitter, and that was enough for me. I didn't need to hear rebuttal. To me, that was a slap in the face.
Okay. I didn't hear his rebuttal. I didn't know if he tweeted it out or not, but he was upset about the cereal list. So, that's my thing. Like, it's a cereal list. You know what I mean? It's a cereal list. It was definitely your best work.
I will say this, and probably half of this room and half the audience might not get the reference, but I'm going to do it anyways. I've figured out that when it comes to top five list, Dylan has a very much Bonnie Raitt approach to it. Let's give him something to talk about. That's all he wants to do, because he just wants to give everybody something to talk about, and whether it's good or bad.
In line at the pub sub, as we heard.
Tell you what I would tell you is it might work out better for some that want to criticize your list if they use that approach in life. Anyways, next topic.
I do want to broach the topic of the little shot that Bo took at you, Mike. So how iRacing last night?
Oh, dude, I'm over it. Yeah. I'm completely over it. It's just the way the whole season's been for me. I have no idea what happened.
No
clue.
I can tell you, Allie, that I have no idea what happened to him, because I know what happened to me. Yeah. I screwed myself last night with a bad strategy, but I don't know what happened to Mike, because
I had no idea.
Because Mike started in, I think, like mid pack, like 15th, maybe 12th,
yeah, something like that. I got wrecked, and I was like, okay, no big deal. I'll just come back. And then when I got back on the track, I was two laps down. I have no clue why. And it's just one of those things where it's a computer, so it's like, you know, some things get messed up every now and then. But
yeah, there's
that
a glitch.
Was the, that was it for me. It was like literally lap 10, and that was the day. That was the whole night. So yeah, it was over for me quickly.
Yeah, I know I teased him. I took a shot only because of the last time he was here, he did wreck me. But I felt bad for him. But then I got so mad I couldn't sleep last night because I had a chance to make like 30 points up, and I made a bad pit strategy, and it cost me dearly. And so I was upset.
Seriously. Thought you were trying to say that you were upset about Mike.
No, I could care less. I couldn't care less what happened to him in the race.
I honestly couldn't either. Like I wasn't even mad last night. I was just sitting there going, this is, I don't know. I'm over it at this point. It's happened more times than not this year, I feel like. So it just is what it is.
First year.
Look, man, it's,
even Dale Earnhardt had those years.
It's, you know, it's a long season, and we'll get back at him next year.
Indy, baby.
Probably out of it. So
you got a chance to win this week. You're good at Indy.
We'll see.
Well, we've got a lot of football going on the show today. 6:20, we're going to cover some of the comments coming from the Big Ten commissioner and the ACC commissioner. We'll get into that. But let's just go ahead and recap the Braves real quick before we talk about the exciting day that is the Falcons reporting to training camp and move-in day over at Flowery Branch. Dylan, do you have the audio real quick?
Because the Yankees won. You wanted the Braves to win? But Dad's team won. But your team, oh, I'm sorry.
I want the Braves.
You wanted the Braves to win?
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. Next time, okay?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's pretty much how I've been viewing the Braves every time I sit down to watch a game. That's how I feel. I want the Braves to win. It just didn't happen against the Giants last night. It was 9-0, kind of a lackluster game. Acuna did have a good throw again to get Giants catcher Patrick Bailey out. What are you laughing at?
Because that's the only reason to celebrate.
Yeah.
That was it. That was
I know.
We're like, well, Acuna had a good play.
Yay. I know.
It's just bad. I mean, it's just bad baseball.
Oh, yeah, well.
And honestly, I think you're going about that the right way because I said it yesterday. I've said it all week. I am looking to what this team can be in the future, and if Money Mike can have a good second half, then I will feel a lot better about where his sitting is with this team. But
yeah,
other than that, man, it's like, dude, golly.
I watched Acuna strike out twice last night with runners on base, and that is that's not about anything that's been talked about on this show. It's just frustrating.
Yeah,
because you did move him to put him in a situation to get, you know, hopefully he could get a hit with Matt on or Profar on. Not sure what happened to Profar's finger at one point last night. Hopefully that was okay.
Got stepped on.
Yeah.
His pinky got stepped on, but he's fine.
When I was first watching it, it looked like, it was right before I ran upstairs. I think it was right after we gave her a bath, and his finger looked flared out. And I was like, oh no, he broke his finger sliding in the second. That's great. Now, you know. But I'm glad it was just stepped on. But you're putting guys in situations that you're trying to generate stuff, right? Manufacture. And that's not even working. I know one night you hit nine runs. The next night you lose 9-0. So it's like any night we throw a starter out there, like a real starter, not a Davis Daniel or a Joey Wentz, you have a chance to win. And then the nights you don't, there's just no chance. I mean, they were down 5-0 right off the bat, mm-hmm. It felt like the opposite of what you had the night before.
Yeah, and the frustrating part for me, because I agree with you, but the frustrating part for me is, like, the offense knows, like, those guys know, okay, hey, Davis Daniels on the mound, we're going to have to score at least a few runs here. And the performance you put out there was abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely abysmal. That's the other frustrating. Like, I came away from the game last night going, I don't know what was more disappointing, the fact that you gave up 4 in the second inning. Now, to his credit, he buckled down and gave you 5 innings pitch last night. But the fact that you gave up 4 in the second inning and you were not good and you were not missing bats, or the fact that the offense just was abysmal from start to finish. I mean, I don't know which one I was more upset about, the pitching or the offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I would tell you that the worst thing, based on Kevin Seitzer's comments when he left the team to Dave O'Brien or whoever it was he told, the worst thing in the world is this team to think they got to score runs, because then they go out there and completely press more than they already are.
Good call.
And so that's tough. But there are some rumors out there that a couple outlets are running with. I don't know if we want to get into that, but there are some rumors that I've seen, and really the guy I'll say is Hector Gomez, mm-hmm. is the guy that I saw running with it, about Ozuna and possibly to the Padres. Now
Ozuna from the Padres.
Yeah, I mean, he
doesn't quite have the same ring.
He's kind of got a Padre-esque beard, like, you know, an old school. Monk, Catholic preacher, friar, beard.
Yeah,
it could work.
The names I saw, they're actually would be getting more than because they'd be getting two players. But it's pretty much in line with what we have talked about: is guys that have aged out or are going to age out. One of which would be his name would be I got it right here. Hold on,
I got it. Francis Pena.
Francis Pena
and Ryan Burgert.
So Pena is a 24-year-old. He's the 18th overall in their farm system. I would like to remind everyone their farm system is the 25th worst farm system in Major League Baseball, according to rankings. Well, we're the 26th, so we'll be an upgrade.
Yeah.
He's 24, got a 95 to 98 mile an hour fastball. That's what his four seam and sinker hit. The other is Ryan Burgert. 25-year-old, he's been in the majors a little bit this year, thrown like 30 innings. His ERA is a little bit under 3 and 31 and 2/3. Throws about 6 pitches, or 5 pitches, but really only throws 3 based on the percentage of how much he throws them.
Yeah.
His fastball is about 94. Neither one of them are knock your socks off guys, but they're something. They're what people want. I'm just not sure where they're at, you know. Burgert, I'm not really sure about. I think he'd have to be a Major League invite next year. I'm not sure. I don't know that. I just know he's like the 21st ranked prospect before they called him up.
Yeah, and I think the Burgert one is more intriguing to me because he has history as a starting pitcher and has started games and honestly has done pretty well. And I know that he doesn't really fit into what San Diego's forward-facing plans might be. And you mentioned it. Like, you don't know what either one of these guys are as far as the future goes and what, you know, what really this looks at as far as the 2026 season. But it's more than you have right now in this entire situation looking at the 2026 season, because Marcell Ozuna's not going to be here. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. He ain't going to be here for the 2026 season.
If anything, Burgert, I think is how you pronounce it.
I was just going to say, this guy has probably had to correct people his entire life. He's like, no, it's not Burger. It's Burgert.
Yeah. Yeah. Burgert. There's a T on the end. Yeah. Stop silent.
Right.
That'll be in sure in the morning.
Berger.
Could be.
Yeah.
I would say, if anything, he gives you a guy that you can use like Joey Wentz and Davis Daniel. He has started.
Yeah, that's
he
why started I'm more intrigued
games.
By him. Yeah.
He will get you through, because I can't remember who put it out. Might have been Bowman or O'Brien or who knows. But they're like, Sell's going to probably force his way back because he's going to want to come back and pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you rush Schwellenbach back at this point? Why would you even throw him back out there? Let him. Why would you rush Jimenez back? Let these guys take long rehab. Because the one thing I'll say about Ronald Acuna Jr., whether he struck out or not, is he sure as hell looks healthy this year. And because he took his time coming back from that injury. So, you know, I think Mike is right. Look towards 26, right? Let these guys hold it up. And you don't, you know, you've got Baldwin and Murphy, and then Leon will catch in emergency situations if one of those guys was to get hurt, and let them hit all year.
Well, today they do have a chance to win the series against the Giants. They play at 12:15. You've got Spencer Strider on the mound against Justin Verlander coming up. We do need to celebrate the fact that Falcons are reporting to training camp today. We're going to be out there tomorrow, and we've got comments from the commissioners for the Big Ten and ACC we got to get into. That is coming up next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, Tommy,
walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.